I want to welcome now Bartosz, who will be talking about timing your YGS documents. Please welcome him with a round of applause.
Okay, so first, we'll be talking about how YGS operates on the data that you are passing to it, what patterns and anti-patterns come out of it, because from what you might have known or not known, YGS is one of the most popular collaborative libraries for writing collaborative apps and mostly optimized for writing collaborative text editors. So this is like a standard for YGS, the thing that we are optimizing for, collaborative text editors, and they are used, for example, in Evernote by now. If you are using Jupyter Notebooks in collaborative mode, you are using Wires, so work of mine. If you are using, there are, let's say, plenty of